Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat. KGZMRadio.com.
Yes, yes, yes. What's up, everybody? Yay!
A Rita Soul Wheel production.
Rita Soul Wheel production. That's it. What's going on, everybody? And good afternoon, and welcome again to the Rita Soul Wheel Show, aka on Rita's Crimson Cafe, right here on KGCMRadio.com. I apologize for the technical issues. We're getting on a little bit late, but, you know, sometimes technology doesn't agree with us. But that's all right. We're on this thing now, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank my special guests because they are already in there, y'all. They've been waiting on us. So thank you very much for hanging on in with me, y'all. Now, listen, we have a wonderful, wonderful show coming up today. And, man, I just can't wait to get started. So, listen, you can either call into the show. You can call in to 563-999-3566, or you can join us on Zoom, okay? And the ID for Zoom, the meeting ID for Zoom is 308-834-0915. I'm sorry, 0195, okay? And I'll give you that again. Again, that is 308-834-0194, okay? And that's how you can join us. And if you're looking for the password is 091151, okay? Y'all got that? I hope you got it, okay? Again, so you can join us right now. You can join us right now on Zoom. The meeting ID for Zoom is 308-834-0194. And the password is 091151. And I did put that information on my Facebook page. So look up Rita Williams, and you'll see it on my Facebook page, okay? Also, and this is my Zoom is starting. It's starting really, really slowly, but that's okay. We're on right now. So listen, so once again, we have a wonderful show with two special, special guests coming on. Man, I tell you, they are just a great, great, great people, great couple of people to know. And gotta say what's up and hello to some of my favorite co-hosts. One of them is with me right now, doing them drinks for me. Chef Mike Dove.
What's up?
All right, that's my boy, y'all. You know, yeah, I got all of my children are very, very, very talented and gifted and creative and all that stuff. And so right now he's putting some drinks together for me right now, while at the same time. He's got a client here that he's doing music for as well. You guys know my son does music? Yes, he does. So I wanted to go ahead and let you know about that too, right? So anyway, I want you to know, James and Petrina, my Zoom is taking a long time to come up. That's what's going on, okay? But I am on the show on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in. If you want to, 563-999-3566, okay? And today, the name of our show is just called, Hey, It's Just Business, okay? It's about the business. It's about the business. And we're doing that because I know that a lot of people, hold on just a second, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys. So once again, like I said before, we were having a little technical difficulties, but it's okay. I think everybody's in now. I think, hey, there they are. Oh, you look like y'all. Oh, hey, y'all sitting outside on the porch. Okay. All right, y'all, they sitting on the porch, y'all. It's good to have y'all, and I apologize. I told y'all, I don't know what's going on with technology this morning, I mean, this afternoon, but it's all good. I'm glad you guys are in. Wait, I got somebody else trying to say, come on for her. My granddaughter trying to sit in on the radio show. Come on, Jazzy, sit on down. All right, you too, TJ? Okay. They call this my tea party, y'all. And so they want to be in on the tea party. And for those of you who are on the radio but you can't see me, you can, and for those of you who want to log in, call in, you can call in. Okay, hold on a second. You got to put some. Okay, wait, you got to be quiet. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be something. So, listen, for those of you who are listening, we have some very, very special guests on today. And, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad that they are here. So glad. When I say glad, I'm so glad because they have some wonderful things going on, some people I've known for a few years, and they've always been such great people, great friends, great mentors. I mean, just all of the above. And they are business-minded. They're Christians first, so they're God-fearing people first. And, oh, look, we got some more people coming in. Welcome to Rita's Crimson Cafe. So for those of you who would like to call in, you can call in to 563-999-3566. And I got to give a shout-out again to my cameraman, Daniel's Digital. What's up?
Yes.
Yep. One of my partners in this, right here in the ministry and doing all kind of stuff, just all over. DeMarcus Pig, y'all know DeMarcus. All right, so now getting back to one thing I forgot to do. I was dealing with technology so much, I forgot to do one thing. You know, we can't forget that, y'all. Before we do anything, before we get started, we got to kick things off right. So everybody bow your heads and close, bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, got to say hello and what's up to my mama, Ms. Edna Pemberton. She's over there on the other side of the room. Always a pleasure to have her here today. And once again, today our show is called It's About the Business. And that's because I want to make sure that no matter what is going on in society, that my community knows how to conduct business. And we have to remember that we are all very talented, very creative. We are all very intelligent. Sometimes we don't always show it, but we are. We are all very talented, very, very creative. We survive a lot. Our people survive a lot. And we have to be able to hone in to the knowledge and to the skill that God has given us. And sometimes we get in a routine, I'll say, of going to work, clocking in, going to lunch, getting back home, and collecting the paycheck and keep up that routine. And then all of a sudden an interruption comes, and then we get a little bit distraught. And so I believe that this is a great time for everyone to hone in on what God has given them, all the talented and gifts that God has given them. Now, am I saying people should not go get a job? Of course I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is if right now you cannot go to work, you can still work. Work from home, work from your computer, you know, social media, whatever it is that you can do. I promise, listen, everybody, I promise you, God has given you many, many talents. Yeah. God has given you many talents to where we can hone in on and then use them. God said our gifts will make great room for us and bring us before great men. And sometimes we don't understand that until, well, you know what, to be honest, sometimes we don't understand it until we have to do it. And maybe at this time, this is a time when some people just have to do it. And once they get started in doing it, Katrina taught me that. I remember, and I'll get to the questions in a minute, but for those of you who are listening, y'all, I promise you, I'm not kidding. I was talking to my friend Katrina, and y'all, by the way, for those of you who are not watching, but you're listening, she's one of my special guests today. She and James Lewis, they are my special guests today, and there's a very powerful couple right there. But I wrote some stage plays
And I was always doing my plays at church. And I was talking, my boys were always saying, "Mom, you need to do this in a theater." I'm like, "Okay, I will when it's ready. You know, and every year I would say when it's ready. And in my sight, it was never ready. It was never ready in my eyes, you know. But then, so one day I was working at a company called Genpact, and my children came and picked me up from work one day for lunch. "We come to get you for lunch." And then I said, "Where are we going? Don't worry about that. Just come on." So they take me to the African American Museum in Dallas, and they take me to go sign the contract. They're like, "Here, sign it now. No turning back." And when I tell you, they did that. And then after that, I called my friend Katrina, and I said, "Well, I'm going to see what the Lord says." She said, "Well, he already said it." You remember that, Katrina? Because every time I was going to do something, I said, "Well, I'm going to talk to the Lord, see what the Lord says." She said, "He already told you." Like, quit bugging the Lord. "He already told you now." How many times he got to tell you this? So, yeah. So she said that. And that's, but I do. I thank God for everybody in my life who pushes me. Because I'm used to pushing everybody else. But not myself. You know, I have a whole lot of faith for everybody else. But for me, it's always, "Come in, hold on, let me check, double check, triple check, make sure it's worded correctly, make sure all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed." And I'm telling everybody else, "Girl, just get out there and do it. It's going to be all right." You know? So, I got to practice what I preach. I'll be the first one to admit it. I got to practice what I preach. But, gosh, Marcus, he tells me the same thing. But I thank God for everybody in my life who does that. My mama, my sisters, everybody. So listen, you guys, we're talking about business, okay? And so I said all that for a reason. That once again, God has given us many, many, many gifts and talents. I see somebody calling in. Many, many gifts and talents. And we need to put them to use. This is the time right now to put them to use. So this is what I want to do. DeMarcus, you ready? DeMarcus is my co-host today, one of my co-hosts today, y'all. So he's going to have to come on in and have a seat. Sit down. Sit down.
Okay.
So this is them. I just want to ask, for those who are listening and those who will be listening later on, we're going to talk a little bit about, now, for those of you who don't know James Lewis, he is the founder of James Lewis and Promise.
That's my daddy.
The recording group. Yeah, yeah. Woo! And currently working on another project.
That's my daddy.
Lord have mercy.
That's so bad.
Stop what I say. So now I'm going to ask you a question, because for those who don't know you, Brother Lewis, how did you get started in the music business?
Oh, wow. I actually never thought I would be in the music business. I had a sister that passed away when I was 10, and as a way to cope, I kind of started playing around on the piano. So actually my cousin Renee saw that I had taken an interest to it. She actually talked to my first song, "Father Help Your Children." So it's really simple. It's a TLC. So she actually talked to my so I would just, you know, go outside and play and run through the house and kind of hit the piano a little bit here and then there. So my mom had started a community choir. It was going for some years, and the musician we had at the time, she had to start playing here down in Dallas, which was from Gainesville. And so she was, you know, in and out. She still supported them when they were, sometimes she was, couldn't do the engagement. So my mom just kind of looked at me and said, "You're going to have to, you got to play for the choir." At this time, I didn't know nothing but that one song. I didn't know nothing, but actually my mom kind of spoke that. And from there, I just learned, and then I just allowed me to be under the wings of several people who were very accomplished. Mabel Winbush was the, I call her my music mom. Dr. Patrick Bradley is actually my cousin. And so I've had like tons of mentors in the music realm who have helped shape me and form me into what I am today, of course, with the help of God and being blessed. But I really didn't get serious about being in the industry until around 2005. 23, and all these years I've been playing. So I guess overall I've been playing over 35 years.
35 years.
That's really kind of how it all started and kind of what led me up to where I've been with James Luke Department. We've done a full project. We have a single album. We're going to finish that project pretty soon. And I have other things. I've helped other artists as well, other mentoring, other musicians as well. So, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting because I think I might need a mentor.
He ain't going to do it. I've been asking for 25 years.
Yeah, so we'll talk offline about the things.
So, you know, Dad, I know you pretty well. But for the people who don't know you, I have a question. So many musicians and music artists see success as reaching a certain level or a certain platform of fame. How do you view success in the business, and how do you feel that you've reached it? Do you feel like you've arrived?
That's a really good question, and I have actually several answers, but I know we are limited time. But,
yeah, don't preach on them.
I actually feel in the ministry realm, you never reach success. You only accomplish what God has assigned you to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes that work is done, and you move on to other work that He gives you. But I don't think you ever reach success in ministry, because ministry is a lifestyle. It is something that you do even when you're not trying. It just happens. As far as in the music realm, when you're looking at it, that, you know, as being an artist and that kind of thing, I think people set different goals. And, you know, they may say, hey, I want to record a single. I want to record an entire project. I want to do this. I want to work with this artist. I want to, you know, write a song for this artist. You know, it depends on what you're trying to get accomplished that you consider yourself successful. But if you have a desire and a longing within you to continue to grow and you continue to challenge yourself, I don't think you ever totally reach success. You reach your goals and your accomplishments, but you don't ever totally reach your plateau. Now, there is a time when you can't do what you used to do, but I think if you're in touch with God, He shows you how to do some more on the level that you can do it as now.
Right,
you know,
right. Right. Okay, so now we talked about this because I know, Patrina, you were the one who first told me about this. I think we were meeting with James Wilson Promise, and you brought this up about being a life coach, right? That's a new venture, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you get started with that? What made you want to get started with being a life coach?
For one, it's actually goes hand in hand with the music ministry. Ministry, period, is our first order to God. You know, that's what He has called us to do, to be there for one another, to uplift one another. So it's already in us to be that help to other people. So this came naturally to my husband. He kind of brought me in it, right? So it was something. So he was like, you know, hey, you know, you want to do life coaching? You know, you just have to, you know, take the test, and if you pass it, you know, you get a certification. I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, I went in, you know, I started proceeding doing that or whatever, and we both actually got our certification via U.S. mail.
Yeah.
So it was already what we were doing to begin with. So the certification does not define that you are a life coach, because this is something that, you know, God has given us naturally. So that's how we got into.
Okay, so you kind of answered the next question, which was, did you have to get a degree in psychology or psychiatry or to be a life coach? And you said no.
No. You know, God gives you your gift. Your gift doesn't come from man. Man does not put a stamp on what you qualify or not.
Mm-hmm.
God qualifies, not man. So,
right.
No, you do not have to go to school to get a degree in psychology. No, you don't.
That's how I'm saying.
Not to be a life.
Okay. So So, Mom, I have a question for you. So, what style best fits your style of helping others, like help others cope with the differences they may be dealing with within their lives? As a life coach, like how do you help them to cope with certain differences and certain things that may not be where they are? You know, a lot of people view, like I said, with that success as a certain level. How do you help people be okay with where they are right now and understanding that it's all a process?
First thing first is that you have to have a spirit of discernment first. And I meet people where they are. Everybody on different levels. So, you know, you may be on a higher level than someone else that may need to be coached, you know, on, you know, whatever avenue that they're going into. So first is getting a feel for that person, having them to talk about whatever that they're trying to do, and gauge it from there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can't give the same coaching or advice to the same person on the same issue because they may be in different areas in their life.
Right.
Right. So you give the advice and you give the coaching and development according to where they are in life. And does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. No, that's very interesting because I've seen there are some people at a job I used to work with at, and I've seen certain people, I guess, try to kind of take up, trying to be, I won't say trying to be, but take an interest in wanting to be a life coach. And it seemed like it was becoming a trend, the interest in being a life coach, you know, I guess because of, and y'all will say my life, I mean, you know, what's the name?
Yeah.
Fix my life. And so then you have a lot of people who are thinking that, oh, I could be a Yandla, you know.
You know what's funny about that? You can't be in a broken state trying to fix other people. Like, you have to be in a place where you're stable. And part of being a life coach, if I can say anything, part of being a life coach is that you have to be stable within yourself. You have to have a very stable psyche as well and understanding of life. Because how can you coach people in life and you have no sort of direction, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
Or even if you haven't done it before.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I said even if you haven't done it before, but because like Katrina was saying, it was a way of life already.
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And the biggest piece, too, that also is being fully aware of who you are.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, we want to be everybody else and do things the way everyone else does it, but if God has called you to be that person,
right,
it's not going to work.
Right.
So you spend your entire life trying to imitate everyone else. Well, our neighbors decide they won't start cutting their grass right now.
That's just like me. See, all of a sudden, I'm interviewing you guys, and now my grandkids are running room to room. Every time I turn around, they run it past me, both of them. There we go again. And there she is. Well, we go keep this right. Now, listen, for those of you who are listening, you are just tuned in to Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And as I said before, you can either call in to the show at 999. Hold on a second. Let me pull that number up again. It's a shame I don't know it. Sorry. But you can call into 563-999-3566, or you can either tune in or on Zoom. So we're on Zoom. Also, it will be on my Facebook page, all that good stuff. All right. So we have another question for you now. We're talking about now your – oh, let me ask you this. How do you get your clientele as a life coach? Like, do you promote it or do people just come to you? How does that work?
So I know for us, and my husband's going to be able to speak on for his encounters, but, you know, for me, it's people on my job. It's people, I mean, they naturally come to me for advice, for, you know, for me, because people know that I'm not going to really, like, sugarcoat anything. Like, I try to keep it real, but I always keep it real with people. And if they want the realness,
right,
then they will come, you know,
yes,
and ask for that real solid. So that's that's my ministry on its own.
Yeah.
So we don't solicit. They automatically come to us.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, we just got the certification, honestly, just to have a challenge for ourselves and to read a little bit more. The more we read, we were like, this is what we're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can officially start, you know, business and do all that. We see it more as a ministry. And as Lauren said, you know, we're just going about our normal day, and God allows individuals to come into our pathway.
Mm-hmm.
And we could be at a basketball game. One day my wife was at a competition dance that I was in, and they, you know, or knighted or nothing, and she needed it. So we have a little fan. We call it Mike.
Right.
Ministry is calling.
Ah.
So, yeah.
You know, it's like an inside thing. So when I say Mike, you know what that means. When you say Mike, I know what that means.
That's good. I like that.
Ministry
is calling.
So yeah, we kick out those music things we do with the mic, and
right.
the thing, the other ministries, where we actually try to.
That's right, that's right. Okay, so now, C.C. Turner, LLC, did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about C.C. Turner, LLC. Now, so I'll tell you what, I will let you introduce it in your own way. Tell us about what, tell us what that is all about.
So, I guess all my life I've been a creative person, always seeking opportunity to expand my knowledge and just, you know, do a lot. I mean, all over the place, but now in my older years, I'm learning to be a little more focused because doing too much and not getting anything accomplished isn't good.
Right.
We've always, another part of our thing of wanting to minister and help people, we had an opportunity presented by preacher friend of mine, Cedric Jackson, and he said, hey, dude, this guy, because he has a good opportunity where you can really start helping families. And he said, but I have a passion for help, to help people, because he's a preacher. And then, you know, I said, I'll spend some time and talk to him.
Wait, did you say Cedric Jackson?
Yes. You know him. You should know him.
What? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine, like saying, I'm telling you, this is a good opportunity because both of us, with him being a preacher, me being a musician, we were seeing a lack of understanding, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, hey, talk to this guy. He has more information because he was new to everything. And so I did. And he talked to me about opportunities to help families. And so I, number one for me. And so he talked about, you know, getting life insurance and just different things to help secure the family financially. Life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, how to invest their money, if they need legal assistance, like to get a will. I mean, he just talked about a bunch of things that just sounded so good to me. And so I told him, I said, hey, well, I think you need to come talk to my wife. Into numbers, so you're talking about this investment thing and all this. That's really her area, and he's talking about helping people and just explaining things. I can do that.
Right.
So it's been a blessing for us because we balance each other. So
mm-hmm.
I know my strengths and I'm comfortable with it. Same with her. So I immediately said, hey, come talk to her. Let's make something happen because I was all for it. So he came out. She saw it. We actually started learning within a month. We got our life insurance license. So now what we do is we go and we educate individuals about the importance of getting life insurance so that you don't have to depend on GoFundMe and offering to do a funeral. And,
right.
It's just, you know, again, being a musician, I've seen it so many times, you know, bodies being held for 2 or 3 months because you can't afford a funeral or you have to cremate them, you know, and it's just time out for that. And especially with the COVID hitting, it's like, come on. Got to do something to take care of our family. The Bible tells a man that he leaves an inheritance for his family. But I can do that, ran with it. And so we actually have created another business. And by the grace of God, it's doing very, very well. are literally just going to educate our family and our friends about some kind of life insurance. It may have been wild, but you want to get a quote on your home insurance,
right,
your auto insurance, to see if it's a little cheaper. And just in your finances, period, we can do a financial analysis and help you handle your finances. Eventually get to where you're financially free, and then your money starts working for you instead of you getting up every day and having to hustle. And you got to punch that clock in order to make your money. So we're doing stuff like that. It's been a blessing. You know, even so much security, we actually also do home security system. So it secures the family, it covers, it protects the family any way you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, so we're all about helping people.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I know Virginia talked to me a couple of times about it, and you know, I'm going to get involved in it as well. But I did want to give an opportunity for you guys to get the word out to other people as well, because I think it's very important realizing that we can be financially independent, so to speak. You know, learn more about our finances, be more educated regarding our finances. You know, and it takes some time doing it, but you know, once we're willing to learn, it can be a learned, you know, a learned skill to know how to operate our finances. Go ahead, DeMarcus.
Okay, look, I'm like the average American, tired of clocking in and clocking out. Like, listen, I heard that this business can be very profitable. If someone wants to be a part of the business but does not want to recruit other people, is that allowable? Is that something that's achievable? Or do you recommend that your hustle got to be there for you to be able to be a part of the business?
No, you can actually be a solid partner and join the business. We're actually looking for individuals who have a heart and a passion to help individuals. We're not in this. I mean, we're actually working to establish our own office so that we can operate based upon how we know how to deal with people. And again, we're using several companies provide us these services to be able to offer to our clients. But again, we want to put our spiritual touch on it. So if you want to come and be a part of it, you don't want to recruit other people to be a part of it, come see us. If you want to be a part of it, and it can be very loose, it really can be. And it's an area that a lot of us have not ever tapped into. We didn't have any interest. We never had an interest. But again, once we started learning and how it's profitable, and also just the details of how it works and how it can work for you, how it can work for your family, and the need, just knowing the need, you can make a lot of money. Again, you can run a lot of people off as well. So it's a very sensitive thing, because a lot of people don't want to talk about life insurance and death. They don't want to talk about getting their finances in order. They don't want to share their business. It's not about that. It's about you taking the knowledge and making it work for you. That's how you make it in America today, because other people who have the knowledge, they're being exposed to it, and they are making it. It's just so sad that we keep having struggle month after month, day after day, and we sing the same sad song in church about how the Lord had to move us through, when actually the Lord is giving you resources and opportunities to pull yourself through and then to turn and pull someone else through. So if you look at it like that, it's an awesome opportunity. It's just like ministry. That's everything we touch, and I think God has blessed us, because everything we touch, we see it as a ministry opportunity. We don't see it as anything else, merely a ministry opportunity. And God has given us favor because of that. Because of that, we actually have grown our team to like 16 people.
Yeah.
I mean, in a short period of time.
Yeah.
And it's because people know we're not going to get into something that's not going to give glory to God and help God speak. So I praise God that we have that mindset that anybody, whether you're looking to make a lot of money, you want to make just a little money part-time,
mm-hmm.
we can teach you how to do that. And it's because we were introduced to CC Turner, LLC, which is the office that we operate out of for now. We're going to work to get all our...
I know that's right.
That's how we are independent.
Right.
You know, we don't have a person that we report to.
Yeah.
And, you know, one this world and what happens is they come to, you know, money that, you know, more than they used to, they blow it. They don't invest in it. So this is where we come in. We want to help them get educated. And not only that, where do you know any place that will pay for you to get your life insurance? There's a lot of people going back to school, going in debt. But if you have an opportunity in this life that somebody is willing to invest in you to pay for your license, not only your life insurance license, but your security license, that goes with you wherever you go. That has your name on it from the state, not anybody else's name. So that alone, invest in yourself and start, you know, doing things for you. You know, one of the things that I love is I like the young people, because those are, you know, the young people are out here,
yep.
Period. They are out here. If we don't invest in them, if we don't give them the knowledge and wisdom that they need to be successful in this life,
right.
We will. So we're just saying that we're just extending that olive branch, that, you know, just reaching everyone that we possibly can to help them to achieve whatever goals that they may have.
Right. So let me ask you this. Now, if someone wanted to reach out to you, let's say for James Lewis and Promise, we want them to sing somewhere or whether we want to get their music, whatever the case may be, how do they reach out? Can they reach James Lewis and Promise?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, James Lewis and Promise.
Uh-huh.
Just send us a message there. You can call us 972-213-3122. You can email us, jp_lewis@ymail.com.
Okay. @ymail.com.
Hey, Wafi, you know, that's bougie. On my side, it's just Yahoo Mail. We got a lot of that. That's bougie.
I call it bougie.
Listen, I want to say this, you know, because these are... These happen to be listen. I just want to say this. These happen to be two people that I that really poured into me early on in life, and I want to say this to all the young people that's listening right now. Don't be afraid to listen to the wise, and don't take it as them trying to run your life. Take them as them trying to set up your life. A lot of us young people, we take it as such, and then we run back to the wise and say, okay, now what do we do? The fire is going on. Like, how do I put it out? But had you listened to the wise in the beginning, you kind of would have not had the fire, and you would have had a greater opportunity.
Because they would have told you, don't pour that gasoline.
Okay. On that, okay. So I want to say that. Just don't be afraid of that. And I want to say to you guys, I want to thank you for all that you do. Not just for me, because I could say that all day, but what you do for others. I've seen you be philanthropist. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. I've been able to see you do, you know, humanitarian-like work, and it's definitely a blessing to the community, and you guys are beacons of hope for a lot of people. So how do you manage the balance of being such cool, you know, community-like figures to just being home and being husband and wife? Like, how do you find that balance of, we got to be this for God, but then we got to still be husband and wife to each other.
Husband and wife, business owners, same sort of
yeah,
promise,
just all that stuff.
Grandparents.
That.
I mean,
grandparents,
everything.
Grandparents of a football team. Yeah.
And then I'm sure things at church, like how, that is a balancing act. And how do you keep it all together?
I used to be a yes man, that I would tell everybody yes, and that I finally learned that I can't please everybody and leave myself lacking or my family lacking. So years ago, I changed from that yes man, everybody called yes, 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 yes. And now I'm still busy, but there's balance to my busy, I control what I will and won't do. And I leave room for God to allow me to do what he wants me to do. So that takes precedence over all the stuff. So, you know, if someone, a homeless person walks up the street now and needs help, I would get off this show right now and go help, because that, to me, that's my calling. That wouldn't be any disrespect to you, but that's just my calling. And I asked God a long time ago if he would bless me with the things he wanted. I specifically told him everything I wanted. He gave me everything I wanted. I mean, everything I asked. I told him whatever he wanted me to do, I would do just that.
Right.
And so that's kind of how we live. It is a balance. At times we have to put each other in check and say, hey, we need some me time. You know, we need stop running, let's watch a movie, let's just chill, whatever it is. So we need that. We help each other with that. It is still hard to balance, because we both hopefully should roll on our job. That rules us as well. A leader is just a leader, no matter where they are. But a good leader knows how to balance their day and their activity.
You know, someone with that, I've never struggled with not balancing things. That's like second nature to me. And what I believe is that anything, too much of anything is unbalanced, right? If you find yourself 70% over here and 30% over here, you're not balanced. Good to have like different things that you're doing, but let it be effective things. You're giving, you know, everything that you have to whatever you're doing, because a lot of times we want to do this, we want that. We have like 10 different things going, but we cannot give our all to all 10 things. So, you know, let's kind of like condense things down a bit and see what, you know, how can we balance things, because the order is God, family, and then others, right?
Right.
God, husband, wife, and then everything underneath. And if anything comes in between that, you need to check yourself, you know, for a minute and get back to the order of God.
Right, right.
And how you want.
Right.
So balance is everything. But yes, do we struggle? Yes, we struggle with balance. Of course we do. We're human.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we dive in this all, you know, and then sometimes we dive in that. But, you know, like my husband said, we get to the point where we like, okay, we check in with each other, like, you know, let's just put this insurance thing down, put the work stuff down, let's put the church stuff down for a decision, and let's just have some fun. We do, you know, we are balancing each other.
And you know what, the one thing that I've heard you...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, before we really jump in head first, get involved with anything, we simply discuss it. To say, you know, this is the goal, this is the end result we're looking for, and then we determine at that moment how committed are we going to be. Do we need to adjust other things in our lives? For instance, I mean, just like with Evan growing our insurance business, we have said, okay, we know if we work hard right now, we invest the time now, it will pay off later.
Right.
And once we balance our day according to that. So that's just how we've always done.
Okay, and then one thing I was going to say was that one of the things that I've heard throughout this whole interview was, you know, how you put God first, you know, the ministry, you know, you're asking God, you know, you're seeking God's guidance, you know, before you do everything, and that's actual biblical, because the Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of heaven and everything else will be added. It's like when you pick up a mobile, you have to pick it up by the right piece, and then everything else will fall. But if you pick it up by the wrong piece, it's all tangled up. But if you pick it up by the one piece, the piece that you're supposed to pick it up for, it all falls in order. And that seems like the way to be. And, of course, being human, of course, there's going to be some learning experiences that we'll have, but they'll be for our benefit as well.
And they pay most of their children.
Oh, yeah. We have our moments like everybody. We have our heated conversations. Not the good heated, but the heated conversations.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right.
And,
we put each other in check.
Heated fellowship. All right, heated fellowship, yes.
Heated fellowship. Lord Jesus.
Yes, okay.
That is crazy. That is not a problem.
Okay, so our time is just about up. Oh, my goodness. But I just want to thank you guys for coming on to the show. Once again, for everybody listening, this is James and Patrina Lewis, a very power couple. I call them power couples. You know, I don't care what I don't know what everybody else calls power couples, but this is what I call a power couple. And I say that because you guys remind me much of the first power couple I ever knew, my mom and dad. Right, and that's what I consider power couples, because they always put God first, then each other, and then everybody else. You know, that's the order that God called it, and that's the order they kept it in. And like everybody else, like you said, they had their heated fellowship, but still, everything was in order. And so, but I just want to thank you again for coming on to the show. Man, I love you guys, and I pray all goes well with you. I pray everything stays. You guys are healthy and safe during this quarantine right now. And I pray that you guys keep on going. Well, I can't wait to get back into the studio and all that good stuff with James Lewis and Promise. Brother Lewis. Brother Lewis, I know working with us, I know sometimes it can be a struggle working with us, trying to get all of us in the studio and getting us on the right part, getting us to remember the words and all that stuff.
I think everybody's gonna be so hungry for it. It's just gonna work this time.
Oh, it is. We are. We're so hungry for it. But thank you very much. Thank you to Marcus for co-hosting with me. Y'all, we gotta get up out of here. My time is up. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, and we'll be back here next week. We'll be back here next week on Readers Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. Bye.